We're doing the Kitzur Chanoch Mekol Chaim, Perek Tzadivav, Tisha B'Av, V'Shar Taniyot. The laws of the ninth of Av and the other fast days. Halach Aleph, Ko Amar Shem Tzvakot. The Pasuk tells us in Zechariah, so says Hashem of the armies, Somavi, the fast of the fourth month, which is the Nisan year, Sivan Tammuz, the month of Tammuz. The Tzomach Hamishi, in the fast of the fifth month, that's the fast of Av. V'tzom ha-shvi'i, the fast of Tishrei, which is the seventh month. V'tzom ha-asiri, and the fast of Teves, which is the tenth month. Yiyu levet Yehuda, these four fasts will be for the house of Judah. L'sason u'simcha, for rejoicing and happiness. Oh, came in a good time, Dani. By rejoicing and happiness. U'lma'adim tovim, and they'll be for good times. V'amet v'ashalom ehavu, truth and peace, love. V'yameinu eile, nowadays, even though we merited to see the beginning of the sprouts of our salvation, all these fast days have their same strength and obligation. Until we merit for the Mashiach to come, and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Right now, we're all obligated to keep these fasts. Halacha Beis. We have days that all of the Jewish people fast on them, because of the terrible things that happened on those days, to arouse our hearts, to open the paths of tshuva. So we fast on these days because terrible things happen, and we want to arouse our hearts and open the paths of tshuva, and this causes us to pause and remember the bad things that we've done, and that our forefathers also did things that were improper, just like we're doing now, until it reached a point that at some point that's what caused this terrible thing to happen on this day, that when we take these things to heart, Nashuv Leitiv will return and we'll start doing good things. So on the fast days we stop and we say, wait a second, what happened today? A terrible thing happened today. Why did it happen today? Because our forefathers were doing the same thing we're doing now. So wait a second, let's not wait till another tragedy happens, God forbid. Let's remember the tragedy and learn our lesson from the tragedy and become better people. Veiluim, and the following are the fast days that we have. Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, the third day of the month of Tishrei, Shebo Ne'erag Gedaliah ben Achikam. That's when the governor, the Jewish governor, Gedaliah the son of Achikam, was murdered. V'Nichbet Kechelet Yisrael HaNisheret, and the remaining coal of Israel that was here in Jerusalem was put out. V'Sivev Le'atam Galutam, and that's what caused them to ultimately be sealed into exile for 70 years. V'Asiri B'Tevet, and the fast that's coming up this week on Tuesday, the 10th of Teves, that on the 10th of Teves, the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, he lay siege on Jerusalem. He brought the city of Jerusalem into siege, into terrible time. On the 17th of Tammuz, five things happened. The tablets were broken. And the Tammuz sacrifice was annulled in the first temple. And in the second destruction of the temple, the city of Jerusalem was breached on the 17th of Tammuz. The Sarafa Pusmus Arshat Torah, the wicked Apusmus burned the Sefer Torah. The Mitzelem Bechal, and he placed an idol in the holy. So on Asar B'Tevis that's coming up, that's when siege was placed around Jerusalem. And Bezrat Hashem, Alvai, that until we reach Asar B'Tevis, it should become today of rejoicing. We should hear good news till then.